Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You said you were one short.
One short. It's all my penis got in the way. And I'll tell you why. Because my
what kind of pharmacy do you go to?
And this is when I got worried because I opened my salvo to the lady at the counter by saying, I'm not trying to dine and dash here. And she said, and she looked at me and said, excuse me?
There's a spot that'll do the COVID test and guarantee it within 36 hours. But you have to pay $195 out of your pocket and you don't get that back. They have one for $95 that has a failure rate. And then they have the PCR, which is your technical 72-hour, what Rob got. And insurance will cover that.
That does not have a failure rate. That's a good test.
Yeah, that's the good test.
Well, they said for $25 I could lick a popsicle stick.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Not quite ready. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
We sort of jumped in like we don't normally jump in.
Well, it's a new system, Mike. Everybody else is at home.
Oscar says, I'm ready, and we're starting. Sorry, here we go. All right. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
Great to have you along on this Tuesday. I have a question because I'm trying so hard. So hard not to be affected by the news of the day. But the question that pops into my mind today is, Oscar, how scared is D.C.? Is D.C. nervous, thinking we're going to have people with weapons descending upon the nation's capital in the next week or so to continue what happened?
I'm glad you asked, Mike, because my wife asked me just last night. She goes, should we be worried? And I said, if we weren't worried, we would be dumb because we're actually trying to plan out how to leave the city and go to Olney and be away from where we live, the nation's capital, and close down business altogether on that date.
Yeah.
That's how aggressive this is.
Well, D.C. already had one chance to not worry, and we didn't worry once, and they stormed the Capitol. So I think this is a good chance for us to worry.
It's actually absolutely surreal that we even have to think about this.
It is. It truly is.
This is supposed to be the safest city in the world. Right?
I agree with you. I mean, it's just, I just wonder what, I don't know. I mean, you get into a situation, I always err on the side of, you've had the big screw up, you've had that, and now they will be perhaps even overprepared. But at the same time, you know, you've got the chatter online that people are worried about, that you're hearing about state capitals around the country. And it just seemed like in the blink of an eye, this happened. That, you know, I remember that they were threatening the governor in Michigan with being abducted.
The kidnapping, yeah.
But now it's just a scary, scary time. And I want it to be over. I think America is not... We have been through a pandemic. We are not ready for this right now. The vast, overwhelming majority and the people that voted for Donald Trump, all of us, we're not ready for these extremists to come into town and start doing this based on nothing, based on nothing. Yeah.
And I want your opinion on something, Mike. When I hear the possibility of being overprepared, that's not necessarily a comforting thing, because I think that also sort of raises the mood. And it opens opportunities.
Well, let's be honest. When was the last time you were ever overprepared for anything?
That's a good point. That's a fair point.
You should have seen Christmas dinner.
You're overprepared for Christmas dinner.
But all levity aside, when you get the people worked up into a state of overpreparation and there's more troops and more guns and more people defending.
I welcome that.
I'm fine with that.
Please.
All right.
I want an MP outside my house.
I'm fine. I don't care if it looks like a police state for a day or two.
There are four running SUVs on my block on the corner. I don't know who moved in or who's moved in. I haven't been able to see. I know they're Secret Service for sure.
You mean that you draw, you walk by every and you see now. The steam coming out of the tailpipe?
And I'm like, well, they and really don't care about the environment. There. God bless them. That's security. It. Makes me feel better. Makes me feel better.
For those of you around the country who have never been to the nation's capital, let me explain what the mall and what downtown D.C. is like on an average day. What the mall in D.C. is like on an average day. You see the protests and you see the marches and you see all that. On an average day, it's all this open space with soccer games and with people jogging and with baby strollers and with tourists walking around looking at the different monuments. That's what it is. That's what D.C. is, with a lot of traffic downtown, but none of this stuff. This is what everybody wants to go back to. People want to get back to this right now. And it's very, very frustrating that this is all going on while we have this other massive problem that we're trying to deal with. My daughter lives out in Los Angeles. The stats out there are stunning right now. God, when did it all go to crap? Look, excuse me, but if you remember what I said last week.
I thought you were wrong. I was like, hold on. I remember saying
I know
it.
These dudes. Sorry. I've ridden motorcycles with them. I know what goes on in some of these minds. Screaming matches on my porch at home. You know, over politics a long time ago. And politics that were framed around one particular element. And that element being the element of race. Mm. If anything good has come out of all of this, it's that we are at least now becoming aware of what this is all really about. Mm-hmm. This is all really about the same thing. It is. And I'm sorry. I make a blanket statement of the 70 plus million people who voted are not necessarily the extremists, but the 70 million people who bought it. I'm sorry, folks. You know who you are. You know how you feel about race in America. You know you do. It came from that. I know it for a fact. I've just spoken to too many of you. They can't all be wrong. The little whispered asides. Well, you know what those people do. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Antifa, Antifa, Antifa. You hear that? That's like to me, that might as well be a racial slur right now. When I hear that word, it wasn't those people storming the Capitol. It was Antifa. I don't care if people are going to come and go, why does Mike keep it light? It's hard to keep it light when we're still having people die, when people can't get vaccinated, and when we have these yahoos that are talking about bringing guns because it's a gun culture.
Yes.
Five people died, including a U.S. Capitol Police officer. Mm-hmm.
All the stuff I've said. And are you perhaps seeing a transition in this show? Yeah, you might be. Because all the stuff I've said for years is coming home to roost. It's coming to fruition. The gun lust, the racism, it's all coming to fruition. You had people that are excited because of their pop culture that we grew up with, and guns and bombs, and we're coming from you. Now, make no mistake, I think the one thing you can take solace in is that you got some, with the extremists, I'm not talking about everybody that voted for Trump or everybody that's Republican or anything, but you got, because you got super smart people that are manipulating these extremists as well.
If we're going to talk about this.
I can't help it. I try so hard. I really didn't want to, but I can't help it.
If it's top of mind, you got to.
But the idea that people are trying to cancel out Republicans as a whole is completely different than the zealot, like, frankly, over the top Trump supporters. It's completely different. I look at them in a different lens. I look at them in a different lens, but they're using it as a greater, like, look what's happening to all the conservatives and Republicans. I'm like, what? How could you spin it that way?
Well, you make no mistake. The Republican Party and the Trump Party are two very different things. And to put it into perspective, Mike, you said something in passing yesterday. It might have even been off the air. When we were talking about the Arnold Schwarzenegger speech that he posted on Saturday, you said, look at him. He's smart and he's a moderate Republican. And that can happen and that can exist. And it's, you know, when you don't take the fact that he calls himself a Republican, the fact that our president is representative of the entire party, because I don't think he is. I don't.
No, I think that when you look back at the history of the Republican Party, you have conservative fiscal policy and social policy that resulted in people becoming Republicans and wanting to vote for Republicans. When you look at Trumpism, you look at people that don't like people that don't look different, that look different than they do.
Yeah.
It's what the core of it is. It started with that. They're rapists. Remember when he came down the escalator? Mm. That's what that started. And you want to talk about the passion? The passion really goes. And by the way, everyone I talked to last week, all of my Republican friends who were also Trumpers, said Antifa, Antifa, Antifa. They didn't even stop to pause to reflect. There is no reflection. There is no reflection. The Black Lives Matter and Antifa are the enemy. That's the way it's perceived. It is. Period. When you have people that are obvious Trump supporters breaking into the United States Capitol, and you have people on television talking about facial, and congressmen saying facial recognition software has shown that these were not necessarily Trump supporters because they didn't like what they saw. They didn't like what they did. So what are they going to do? Mindlessly blame it on Antifa. Come on. God, it's sad. And it's meanwhile, all this crap going on. And while we are still completely punting the rollout of this vaccine as people are dying and you're watching. And we just sit there and watch this go and go. My only hope is that next Wednesday, after Joe Biden is inaugurated, that we can quickly get our government, our federal government, on track to maybe right some of these wrongs. I don't think it's going to be quick. I was hopeful that it would be quick, but now not so much. I don't know what's going on. But within the next week, we have to get through this this very difficult situation. And it's really tough. I've had one of those days today where I woke up. I wanted to come in and be funny. I plan on being funny and talking about my needle in the spine and everything else. And then you just get overwhelmed by it because it's just so overwhelmingly sad and angering and all of those things. I don't know what to, we have been a country that at least had a little joy. We don't have any. There's no joy in the United States of America now at all. What do you want to say? Football? Because your team happens to win? That's your moment? Wait till that's over. Wait till that's over. Wait till that's over.
They're going to have to put frowning cardboard fans.
Where do you see the February hangover after the Super Bowl?
Oh, the worst.
It's going to be horrible.
Even when things were great, Mike, February sucks.
February sucked. You know, it was the month my dad died, so it sucked for me more than others. And it is just, I just wish that there was more joy in the world and less hate in the world right now.
But as we ask for patience in the rolling out of the vaccine, and I know it's been punted and it's not going as well as we hope, but at least we have it. Maybe we need some patience with our government. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be
patience. That what the hell, you just got your flu vaccine 8 months too late. You're the wrong person to call for that.
Well, actually, I think I might be the right person because I was very patient in getting the flu vaccine. But as always, Oscar, thank you for your support.
No, but you got your flu vaccine in January,
right? But
you're supposed to get a flu vaccine in September or October,
maybe November and then December, but nowhere later than January at all. That's the deal.
Where did you pull that out of your ass?
I'm just making it up.
Nowhere. You are making it up, which is what you do.
And I don't mean anything by it. But
no one needs a flu vaccine on this show more than you, lungs. And you know, it's just something where you, I just was stunned that you, did you not get it because of the Rona? Is that why you were afraid to go out?
No, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid to get it. It didn't occur to me to make the incident to go out and get it. I mean, I'm not going out a lot. So it was tough to get out to do it. So I got it. But
no,
what
no,
I'm
hold
saying
on.
Is this.
It wasn't tough to go out and do it. Don't lie.
You just didn't make it a priority. It's fine.
Okay, I didn't make it a priority.
Yeah.
And if it's not a priority, it's tough to get out and get it because, you know, stuff to do.
No. Hey, Conjurer. You really think you're not
BS.
Smart enough, Rob. You're not.
That's
you can't
BS.
Do it. You can't do it. You're not good enough at it. You're not. And now we know you. You know, yeah, so we know how you work.
The whole attitude the whole time was, you know what, I need to get it, but I didn't prioritize it. So that's it. But I did get it. And, you know, they said it's important because, you know, they work hand in hand. You want to have both
but
of them.
But you see where I'm coming from. You're the wrong person to call for patience because your threshold for patience is higher than all of ours.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now. Yeah. But I was being extraordinarily patient and perhaps too patient. Yes. I thought you were calling me impatient.
No.
I'm not.
No.
I won't belabor the point here.
As opposed to patient one.
I won't belabor the point, but I got mine back in September because of the coronavirus. They had said, the news reports had said that it will be a good idea to get your vaccine, your flu shot, early. Not that necessarily it could be effective against corona, but it can't hurt.
Right. So and I remember that news report.
I went out. You remembered it.
I did.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Just couldn't make
what
it on
motivated,
time.
What motivated you to get your flu shot in January?
It was after
all this time.
It was always on my mind to get it done, and I was out there, and I said, you know what, I can do this today. But then there are also times...
And you brought your bride with you, right?
Yes, but there are also times, like, if you're picking up a prescription at the pharmacy, and you're paying for your pills, and it's been a day, and they say, would you like a flu shot? And he's just like, you know what? Not today. I've had too much fun today. I don't feel like getting a flu shot today. Because, okay. I mean, when all is said and done, it's not a great pleasure. So, yeah, there were times that I could have gotten it earlier in the year, but I didn't. Stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll cop to that. It's stupid.
It's fine. But that's where we stand right now, where at the root of it, and the level of anxiety that, look, the city, it's scary. And it's also scary because the reports are saying that it's every state capital.
Yep.
That everything's planned for, right? So if you're
also saying that rolling out the vaccine without the other mitigations, masks, is
pointless.
Problematic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a person down here with a Trump sticker on the back of their car roll out of the 7-Eleven when I was waiting for my wife to bring me my gas credit card because I had loaned it to her and we were coinciding arriving back at home and I said I'll just meet you at the gas station.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching this lady come out with her fat face without a mask on in the local 7-Eleven there, and it just pissed me off. It's just like I don't.
How does that mandate stand in Florida? Because the one thing that is true here, at least in D.C., when it's not an insurgent,
there is no mandate.
There's no mandate.
There's no mask mandate. No, there never will be.
Okay.
There will never be a mask mandate with the sitting governor we have in the state of Florida.
Any private businesses putting up signs that say mask required in this building?
No mask, no service?
There were, but I don't go out to places other than grocery stores where everyone seems to wear a mask.
All right.
And most retail places I have been inside appear to have everyone wearing a mask. The 7-Eleven, I didn't go in. I was sitting outside. Mm-hmm. Just watch this person walk in and walk out without a mask on, and that's where we were right now. But what I'm seeing, what I'm reading, is that the mitigation with people, with more people doing this, easier to get a handle on. That's it. And this is the truest fact of all. You are getting a lot of people around this country that feel remorse when they get the Rona. And especially when they get it and get sick. You've seen the dying deathbed confessions that I should have taken it more seriously. But we do not have a national impetus to communicate to people that this should be done. And make no mistake, when you see people who are playing the odds, and that's what we all do with coronavirus, we play the odds. We try to mitigate the risk as best we can. I think there are people that have been letter of the law from the very beginning, and I am extremely proud of them. Then there have been people that believe in wearing masks and taking it seriously, like me, but I certainly could have done better during the entire year. I've had my moments and I've had my scares, and it would have been horrible if anything happened, but I've done my best up until this point, but I don't think my best has been good enough. I'll be totally honest with you. Think I could have done better. But then you have people that just blow the whole thing off and say, it's not going to happen to me. And then when it does happen to them, we get into that situation. Meanwhile, when we should be focusing on getting Americans healthy and getting vaccinations into arms and getting this disease that has ravaged America for almost a full year under control, we have Yahoo Central because of one man ramping everybody up to go in and break down because their team make no, their childlike perception of the world and their childlike disappointment results in, you know, it could have been so much worse on Capitol Hill. Do you know how much worse it could have been?
Yeah, of course.
It could have been spectacular disaster if they'd said, grabbed Mike Pence or grabbed Nancy Pelosi or grabbed a sitting United States senator or congressman, man or woman. It's just, I you know, the election came. I said, okay. Joe Biden was elected. I voted for him. Maybe he can turn things around. Maybe things then get better. And then because of one individual's inability to get past his ego, we are here where we are. He was a wrecking crew. Shows you the power of the presidency of the United States. It shows you what in the wrong hands can be done with somebody who wants to just be a wrecking ball when it comes to the United States of America. And if you want to know where I line up on all of this, you're going to hear a lot of people saying, well, why don't we just have unity and come together? No, let me tell you why. I'm a student of history. I understand what they say. If you whack somebody and give them a slap on the wrist and let them go and realize that they can regroup and come back stronger, you got a problem. You have to make a statement. You have to make a statement with this. This was threatening the democracy of the United States. Republicans, Democrats, everybody, the clear-thinking individuals are aware of this. It's stunning to me that, you know, in this country, in 2021, we have what happened. Based on nothing. Based on nothing. No evidence whatsoever. Shows you what we're capable of doing. You want to know why Aileen Cunningham, our psychic, did so well on the Mike O'Mara Show? It's the same goddamn reason. Same guy. People don't necessarily need to know the truth, especially in the United States. It doesn't have to be the truth. It has to be loud and it has to be splashy with lots of bright colors and bright lights and bright signs. That's what we pay attention to. Like, who's the guy you get to see more than anybody else with this little insurrection? Oh, you see the big douchebag with the Wolverine hat on. You see horns. Him every, they can't stop showing that. And then you hear he's in jail now and wants organic food. His mother said that. That's funny. You look at that and you just say to yourself, that's pretty damn funny. Mother, brother.
But you know, Oscar said a word that I keep coming back to, and it's a word I said independent of him, that the whole thing is surreal. And I think as we get past it, people are going to look back and say, oh my God, that really happened. And it's really hard to wrap your head around it because as more footage comes out, it becomes more and more horrifying, but somehow less real.
You know what you're doing? You know what you're doing? And this is you, though. I'm sorry. I don't mean to pick on you, but I'm going to pick on you. You are putting it in that, oh, people think this is something that could. This ain't over yet, Rob. We are in the throes of this. You have to be in the moment and realize.
I think most Americans are
still desensitized to how dangerous a time we are in right now.
Let me clarify what I say. I wasn't talking about the entire era that we're in. I'm talking about the assault on the Capitol, that one event. And I think that when people realize the gravity of what went on there, it's going to continue to sink in how amazingly unprecedented.
Let me ask you this. Okay, and this is great for Rob and I. You know, as far as my personal household and the people I deal with at work on a regular basis, now remotely for at least the next couple weeks, people are terrified. In Northern Virginia, what are you getting from your kids, your wife, your friends?
We were watching it, jaw open, and all this stuff going on. I don't feel threatened as I would if I were in the city because we are 40 miles outside of the city and we're not in a seat of government. As Mike would tell you, local government is a bunch of yahoos and rubes.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to be attacked in Leesburg. And we're all, you know, as Mike would say, with our granite countertops, with our doors locked, and we feel safe. I don't feel threatened here personally. I feel that the Republic is in danger. I worry when I hear the fact that they're going out to do individual state capital attacks.
Yeah.
That's scary because that's well, dividing think about all the it. Power.
This is the S from Designated Survivor.
Oh, I know.
This is a wacky, surreal, will never happen type of TV show where you're like, this will never happen. You can even script that. They couldn't get that close to the Capitol. No one could ever break through a barricade. We've seen otherwise.
Mm-hmm. It is a situation where I believe this. I think Americans now, more than any time in our history, and I think that you could talk about it being a human condition. I think that I go back years and years ago where there was a little expression they used to call NIMBY, not in my backyard.
Right.
And you would have people vote about things they could care less about a prison being built. I don't care where it's built. Oh, but they do if it's close to where they live.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way Americans have always been like that, but never more than they are now. And the greatest example is when you will see a dying person saying, I should have worn a mask. I should have taken it more seriously. But no one is going to take, it just seems to me that there are so many people that don't take this virus seriously and don't take this insurgency seriously until it affects them personally. Everything is me. This is more me. You know, when you look back at World War II, for example, or you look back at right after 9/11, where we had a sense of pulling together. And it wasn't long. It was short-lived, but it was a sense of pulling together. We now are more all about me than we ever have been in our history. And that's what concerns me. Because when you say, I don't feel a real sense, and even when you say, I feel like there's danger to the Republic, I don't buy it. I don't think you really do. I don't either. I don't think that there's a real danger to our Republic. I just think that we don't react to anything unless it's really us. And you know what? We did, as we are supposed to do with getting the world record for elections in the United States, where the most people went out and voted. We did what we were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. We did what we were supposed to do. We changed the government. And for people that wanted to change the government, we did it. For people that wanted the Trump administration to stay in there, they went out and they did it. They exercised their right. They did the same thing down in Georgia a couple of weeks ago. It should have been fine. That should have been enough. And then now on to the business. We think our team's going to come in and do a better job of getting this virus into the arms of people. And then this happened. And this happened, make no mistake, because of one dude, because of one guy. You can talk about the enablers all day long. You can talk about the 14 or 15 cops that may have assisted these rioters or just let them come into the Capitol when they shouldn't have done that. I'm talking about the one guy and his family and the people closest to him. That did this when there was absolutely no reason for it because of his inability, his mental illness, whatever you want to call it, to do it. It's one guy. And I would like to think that the damage that has been done, the unreal amount of damage that's been done by one individual to the Republic will heal eventually. But I don't know when it's going to heal. And you have people that are so passionate about this right now, that believe what they've been told, and people in media that have been believe what they've been told, that I just wonder, you know, when we will be able to get back to anything close to what our democracy was before. It's that's what I'm afraid.
Yeah, I think this lays heavy on the majority of our listening audience.
Yeah,
like I think so too.
It's this hangover. That's not a hangover. It's a social condition. Our democracy, like you just want, you pray. I want to get through the 17th. I want this vaccine to be rolled out. And I know that, you know, there are some progress being made in certain areas where they're taking where they used to take, like in LA, Dodger Stadium. They're taking, instead of taking COVID tests, they're now giving vaccines. That's a good start.
That is a good start. I'm optimistic. I would like to see it happen. I really would. And I'd like to just see, everybody wants peace. The vast majority of people in this country want a peaceful, we want to solve this problem. We want to get by this, but we can't get by it with all this crap that's going on right now. We can't even function as a government. You know, it's just really, really astonishing. It's so sad, you know, and when, look, you might not have been an insurgent, but when the closest person we have to all this insurgency, Todd Moore, posts, they hate us.
Not me.
Hashtag people with free thought. Todd.
You don't get it.
No, but what Todd has never had, and you know this, Oscar, Todd has never had the empathy chip.
No. He's dead inside.
Ever in his life. Yeah. He's broken in that way.
Ask why every he's one of alone. His relationships.
Sorry. It's why he's alone in Florida. It is. It is.
He moved away.
He moved away.
Alone. He was looking
they hate us.
Sunshine and empathy.
January 10th. That's what he posts. And it was every fiber of my being.
Yes.
By the way, I know Todd's gotten a lot of hate on social media. He doesn't get it. Doesn't understand it. Why can people do this to me? And it's just incredible that people.
Well, the true bummer
you can't get it. Five people are dead because of this
thing.
The true bummer they hate us.
And disappointment. And I hope you're listening, Todd. Is that after all, like everything that's happened, like this is when you would think you would take a beat and be like,
nope,
no,
they're not.
What's happening?
They're not. No.
I mean, at the very least, keep
self-reflection
quiet.
Is not part of the deal here.
No.
The grand guru, their idol, their big orange man that they look up to. Why? He doesn't do it. Why should we? When you've got that guy, he has absolutely no doubt. He has. And by the way, this idea of, you know what would happen if he would come out? No, he's not even, don't even try anymore. There's no point. But I believe that. What is a point is that when behavior happens that threatens the republic and democracy, you have to. There has to be an accounting. And I'm not doing this because I'm vindictive. I'm doing this so that this doesn't happen again.
Shut off the lights.
There is not a vindictive. If I thought it wouldn't matter, I'd say, please, yes, move on. Just want to forget about it. Don't get into that. Don't think like that. Because you have to be, there has to be
accountability.
A bit of an accountability situation here.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And for those of you that are depressed now, well, I was too. My sincere apologies. But I tell you all the time, don't get happy. I'll tell you about a painful procedure I had yesterday. That'll be fun when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hallelujah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I have a girlfriend now myself, which is weird because I'm probably gay based on the way I act and behave and have walked and talked for 28 years. I think I was supposed to be gay. When I was a little boy, I was more like a 67-year-old gay man. I was just like an old queen. I would come out to the recess yard and be like, everyone get out of my way. I just want to sit here and feed my birds. The gym teacher would tell me to play kickball, and I'd be like, you want me to do what? Where was I? I'm not gay, but I might be, and I have a girlfriend. And she is a female person. My girlfriend's a female, and then I had all these friends that are female. So when I started dating her, I was like, oh, great, they'll all get along. No. Not even a little at the beginning. I don't want to make any generalizations about women, because I don't know shit about women, but this is one thing I've noticed in my own personal experience, is that I think women can be friends with each other, but I think it can be tricky sometimes when you try and force women to hang out with each other. I think that sometimes doesn't work. Like, I don't think, like, you could never put together a heist of women. Does that make sense? Like, Ocean's 11 with women wouldn't work, because two would keep breaking off to talk shit about the other nine. Or not even talk shit. Just say weird, passive-aggressive things while they break into the casino.
That?
Just be like, aw, I love how you just wear anything.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada, Old Ford, North Carolina, Dayton, Washington, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Begosh, Carlsbad, California, and Kolding, Denmark. Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Truff. It doesn't matter if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or anything in between, the right hot sauce will take your food to the next level. Truff, T-R-U-F-F. It's luxury hot sauce that makes every meal five stars. It's got a quality to it that is unlike any hot sauce I've ever tasted. It's got this body to it, which I really, really, really love. It's crafted with a blend of red chilies, black truffles, organic agave nectar, savory spices. It's a beautiful product. Each bottle ships pristinely packaged and ready to gift, topped with Truff's eye-catching black diamond-shaped lid. It's great. It's more than hot sauce. It's a showstopper! It's like nothing you've ever tried before. It's so yummy. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off everything, including the white Truff VIP box and the Truff Variety Pack. It's got the best of everything. Just shop at Truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, F is in forget every other hot sauce, huh?
Huh?
Fantastic. .com
and use promo code TMOS. Yesterday, I was scheduled to get the needle in my spine to make my back feel better. I did this 2 years ago, and it worked really well, so I went back to my
doctor. Is this
going to
be the second time? Because I know we did the needle in the foot last week, right?
Yep. Well, that was last week, and I was going to wait till the end of the month, but it hurt, and I got tired of being in pain. So I decided I'm going to go in there, 2:45 in the afternoon. I get a call from the guy. They love to do that.
By the way, we had a cancellation. Is there any chance you could come back earlier? You could come in earlier.
I'm like, I am there.
Yeah, of course.
I am an old fart that has no life. I am just sitting here waiting to come see you people. And I got really excited, and I had about 15 minutes to get my act together, jump in the car, and drive down to the little needle place, needle headquarters. And I'm getting down there, and
how
I get very,
how much of it
very
was exciting to do something? How much of it was that you knew that this would give you relief? Were you excited because it would be a sooner opportunity to get relief?
No.
I mean, what was your driving
motivation?
No, I was not
motivation? Excited. I was filled with, it still is the idea of jamming a hypodermic needle into your spinal cord.
Sure.
So it is,
and
it
that's
is
not great.
Something, it's not something you necessarily look forward to. In fact, my anxiety level was to such an extent where, as I got down there, got off the exit to get to needle headquarters, and reached into my back pocket and realized that 40 minutes back at my home here, I had left my wallet. And I'm
the worst.
While I'm not devastated.
You loaned the wallet to her?
No, I just left it. I left it because I was rushing, and I had changed pants after I got out of the shower. I will not tell you the other anxiety at the age of 61, where I'm beginning to realize that the cerebral functions that I used to take for granted might not be where they used to be, where someone will ask me a very simple question like, what medication are you taking? And I'm only taking one. And
yes.
I go, oh, it's and it's not there, and you're sitting there and you've got that pressure of doing that. Thank God I have things written down here.
Yes.
I just walked out of my house without my wallet, and I was a little freaked out,
mm-hmm.
because I know that when I get down there, after they take your temperature and you walk up to the front desk, you're going to have to do the dog and pony show, and you're going to rely on the graces of the lady at the front desk, and it can go either way. Well, mm-hmm. fortunately, it went fine. I called back later and was able to pay the piper for the procedure, my deductible, and everything was A-okay. And it's the same team.
Did
that,
you think at any point they thought you were trying to duck the cost? Like,
well, I said I'm
I
not trying to.
I
said to them at the door. I said, and this is when I got worried, because I opened my salvo to the lady at the counter by saying, "I'm not trying to dine and dash here." And she said, and she looked at me, and she looked and said, "Excuse me." And I'm like, oh no, this didn't work.
Wrong choice of words.
I thought everybody knew dine and dash. And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Dine and dash, you know, like." Don't worry about it. I don't have my wallet. She said, Well, let me, and then she's got to go back into the back room, and I hear, and then she comes back and she goes, that's fine. And by the way, this doc that I use for this, he's my cool doc. He's my cool doc that doesn't have, he's not part of that spider web that you usually get in medical offices nowadays. Yeah, it's kind of I don't want to go as far as to say it's a mom and pop, and they're building a pretty big new building down there, but he's just, it's a cool experience. It's chill. They're very, very professional, but it's cool. Now, so.
Incense? Then,
huh?
Is there incense?
No. No, there's a. I went into like a surgical room.
Is it holistic healing?
They're very, and they're all they're very very. They do serious procedures in there, so it's a okay.
They're serious
doctors. That's they're right. Serious doctors. They're
for
not
serious business.
Hacks. Serious business. And then I got my the cool guy who's his assistant, which I like. This guy was there before. And he said, "A lot of golfers get a lot of golfers in here, brah." He said, brah. And
bruh.
I'm like, okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Youth is all right in this situation. Young guy. And then I get it. And he gives me several little shots in the in the area. And then the one where I know it's good, which is kind of the, oh, God. Oh! And he's on the spot. But so it tells me he's on the spot.
For someone, this is so foreign to me. What are the previous, the early shots that don't hurt so bad? What are they? Are they numbing?
It's around the area. It's the general, putting medicine in the general
area.
Okay,
all right.
I can't tell you because I am face down, ass up like I was last week. And this hopefully will be the last hole that's put in my body for a while now.
Good.
That I will be like that. And then, you know, the one question they ask you, this is when I feel super lonely, is like, and she said, do you have a driver today? And I said, yes, I do. And I'm lying because the driver is me. So
what if you I have a driver, a wedge, I also have a 3-wood and a putter.
Said, I'm the driver. And and then you get a little head rush when you get up off the table. And then she said, we'd like you to go sit in the lobby for a few minutes. And they leave you. They don't pay attention.
Wait for your driver.
I sat for 45 seconds and then I got up and I left and I was fine. I was just hungry. Just wanted to come home and eat wings, you know, with wing sauce, which by the way, I can't eat anymore.
Why?
Because it's too, because the wing sauce is direct pump. It goes right to my stomach.
You
and
have
it's like, I get up the next day and I'm fat again.
So you have a wild diet because it feels like you can't eat everything, but you can eat some things and you eat everything.
I don't eat sugar, except
but
I did
yesterday.
But
also a certain Oscar, remember.
I don't eat a lot of fat on my wings. Wings are fatty enough. You don't need wing sauce on them. I don't think it works for me.
Wing sauce is primarily butter. And also he's eating only during 8 hours of the day. The intermittent fasting is still going on, right?
Well, you had to fast for this procedure, so I ended up fasting from 6 o'clock the night before, and I had my first food at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You had to fast for injections?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Well, it's the protocol covers people that I don't know, maybe yak on the table.
I was going to say they don't want you to puke. You know, my brother had some. He puked.
You know,
I would love to get just random shots that keep me going and get me. Do you feel better?
You know what? We got to take a break. But I will tell you.
Is it too early?
No. You can always check it out. Get a pain guy. Get a pain guy to do it.
I'm
not sure they got me this time though, because I was sitting on the can,
they can miss,
earlier
right?
this morning, and I don't know if they nailed me this time. They might not have gotten it. Might not have gotten the spot. I'll let you know in about 2 hours, you know, when I'm out there with my mates.
Were you straining?
Straining at stool. No, this was twisting on the seat.
Oh, okay.
Leaning across my body to get the toilet paper, and then, well, thank you, Rob, wiping my ass.
Well, you're our fastidious. We've established this.
Thought it was a little sore, but it might be sore from the injection. I don't know. That's my medical update.
Thank you.
I drove myself home. I lied. Okay. So if I've been halfway home and all of a sudden, like, you know, somebody going into my spinal fluid, I'm going.
I love the fact when they say, "Do you have a driver?" I picture Dom DeLuise from Cannonball Run coming in.
Hey there, how you doing, sir?
We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun. Rob takes a COVID test, and Oscar almost gets vaccinated.
Yes,
that and
this
more
is close.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tanned gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa, but Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the Mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
We love KCJJ. Mm. We really, really do. Love that radio station. Love that man. Steve Bridges. Good guy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The 10-year Treasury, which dictates interest rates, rose to pre-COVID levels last week after the Senate runoff. Causing concern over the future of mortgage lending rates. While these rates are still at a 50-year low, more than half of you haven't jumped off the fence, probably because you think they will fall lower, or perhaps you don't even know what your current interest rate is. Don't wait until it's too late. Joanna?
Call me.
Call me. Okay. Please. No, you've been busy. Perhaps you don't even know your current rate, but don't wait till it's too late. You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Other companies only posture.
Yes.
Posture.
Hello.
That they have super low rates, not telling you about their junk fees and origination points. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. It's not a question of if, but when these rates will go up. Since Cornerstone is a lender as well as a broker, believe me, if they can't do it, nobody can. Pick up the phone and call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. All right, who wants to go first? Let's go back. Let's get Rob's health update first with his bad finger. No, I don't want to hear about your finger. It seems like all we talk about is our medical elements. Talk about you going and getting. Why did you go get a COVID test?
Okay. Well, there's a slight COVID, I won't say a scare, but an awareness of COVID at Podcast Village, and I wanted to make sure.
That's a scare.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fair. And so, in true, beautiful Leesburg fashion, the closest and probably the most efficient way to get myself processed in 36 to 48 hours, Julia has used this facility, is next to a phrase that we love to say in Leesburg. It's next to the abandoned Walmart, Mike. And so I pull up and there's plenty of parking because it's, used to be a Walmart, and it's a huge parking lot. And I pull in, and apparently they're not letting you into the facility. You go in and you drive through with your car, which is great. So there's maybe, in front of me, 75,000 cars. So I'm in line waiting to get my COVID test.
So there's still a lot of people getting tested. A lot of scares going on up there.
But no, I would say it's a good 20 cars, the length of a Walmart, okay? Because, it's the end of a strip mall, and it's Walmart, and then there's like a vacuum store.
So as far as the length of, would this be a location where maybe in past months you would have cars all the way out to the street?
Yes. Yeah. Better than it's been. But I did have lots of time to go slowly parallel to the Walmart, which is sort of boarded up and the windows are painted. And you wouldn't believe the amount of penis graffiti that they took the time to put on the abandoned Walmart.
Oh, that's high school kid graffiti.
Yeah, it is. It is. And some of it is quite detailed.
Getting it done.
Some of it is just, circle, circle, oblong. I mean, that's a real simple one. But then there's some that are more detailed. And then also the writing that I can't seem to read. It's almost cursive, but it's not. So I don't know what they're saying. But apparently this must be when the clinic is closed that the kids are hanging in front of the Walmart drawing penises and writing stuff.
On the plywood, right?
Yeah, on the plywood and the painted and the painted windows. I like the ones that are just written in dust. A big dusty penis.
Isn't that lovely?
It is.
Reminds me of a joke I was already told. You know, I've told this a couple of times on the show. It's about the college co-ed who takes the biology class. And, she's told by her professor, will you please go up on the chalkboard and draw a picture of the male anatomy? Mm-hmm. And she goes up and she draws a picture of the male anatomy in full attention.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the professor says, no, Tina, I want you to draw it the other way. And she says, what other way? Love that joke. And then, love that joke. Thank
sadly,
you.
Tina tested positive.
For chlamydia.
Yeah, I don't know. Is her name always Tina in the joke? I think that's
it works. Tina
I
works.
Love it. I love it. Thank so you. I get up there, but what occurs to me is that there's the lady who actually is administering the test, the Q-tip up your nose, is staying in a tent at the front of the line, of course. And then there's an assistant, also in a face shield, who's coming down and greeting each car and getting you ready. And it occurred to me, if we had had this pandemic 5 or 10 years ago, we could not operate at this level because it's all done on your phone. She comes in, she rolls down the window, we're masked up, she's standing back, she yells to me, she says, what is your cell phone number? And I, blah, 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 1,000. And so I wait, and then...
Well, you could have done it the same way with going back to your home and giving your home number.
Yeah, but I mean, it was so well handled, the fact that then you get the form faxed to you, you click the link, you go in, you don't even have to show them
email
the insurance card. No, they fax, they actually text the link, and then you email it back. So
what's
link
the
to
fax?
The form.
You said fax to you.
I misspoke.
Okay, I'm trying to follow. I'm like, you faxed something?
Yeah, I did ask her. I faxed something. Well, I actually drew a phone line to the penis.
You said it. I'm trying to figure that out.
I say I messed up, all right?
All
Jesus.
Right.
All right. So they swab your nose?
They did, and I was probably a maybe hour 30 the entire
was
thing.
Was it painful?
No, she was actually really good, and she used a joke that I'm sure she used for everybody in line. She says, all right, I need you to put your head out the window, tilt back, and good news, I'm going to clean your nose.
That's ew. Funny. That is funny.
Ew,
and I mean,
really?
I mean, that's not so bad. It didn't go up brain high. It did make me cough a little bit, but it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it could have been.
I've gotten two. One was the brain way back in June. That's how long ago. And then the other one was super quick at the fast place that I realized as a 40%
failure rate.
False failure.
Yeah.
Did only found that after I dropped my $140.
That's the burn. Where
it's a total burn.
Where you look for the test. So here in DC,
peace of mind is what you're looking
there's
for.
There's a spot that'll do the COVID test and guarantee it within 36 hours. And you but you have to pay $195 out of your pocket, and you don't get that back.
Right.
And then they have one for $95 that has a failure rate, the rapid one. And then they have the PCR, which is your technical 72-hour, what Rob got, which makes sense, and insurance will cover
and
that.
And that does not have a failure rate. That's a good test.
Yeah, that's the good test.
Well, they said for $25 I could lick a popsicle stick.
I didn't know until long after. And this is the guy that had it. They got it, was a close talker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My buddy Mike was just like, I say, how you doing? We had a really tough flight down. I swear to God, I pooped my pants when he called me. Hey, Mike, close talker. By the way, close talkers, if anything comes out of this pandemic, I think we ought to say goodbye to the close talkers.
Close talker yesterday with the mask on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Close talkers, stop it.
This is
speak to somebody apart.
Wonderful delivery man that, like, just...
He was delivering droplets, Mike.
Right.
So we had a package delivered, and we've got just essential personnel only at the office. So I'm like, hey, thank you. Like, I'm literally probably 15 feet away, and I'm not some germaphobe. I just want to make sure everyone's safe. So he's like, I just need you to sign right here. I'm like, you just put the tablet down, sign, no big deal. And we haven't signed for anything forever. It just always says signature or what's your name, right?
Yeah, they leave it outside the door most times.
Different guy, different story. So then I'm like, all right. So I walk over the tablet and I see him take a few steps and I'm like, oh, do I sign here? He comes right next to me. What's the point of all this?
Hold on. Sign it right. Sign it right here.
Sir.
People don't... get it.
Just God, as we're trying to social distance, and you feel. Doesn't yeah, right. matter who you are. You feel like an a-hole saying, hey, remember what we're doing?
Well, you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to remind them. It's in all the papers.
It was fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Doesn't matter.
People don't know.
So you're fine. When do you get your results? Rob?
Yes? Oh, I get my results tomorrow.
Very good.
They said 36 to 48 hours.
It's a slight stroke. Slight stroke.
Yeah, very good.
We they didn't test for stroke.
And we'll come back with more fun on the Michael Mary Show.
Oh, it's that time again for resolutions. You know, quit smoking. Start that diet. Get to exercising. Now, there's one resolution we all can do right now, and that's subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. It's an extra 60 minutes of funny and debauchery. Head over to the MichaelMerrisShow.com, click on the bonus show banner, and for the little that you give, you get a lot back. Capiche? Now, let's return to Hawaii 5-0, starring Jack Lord. Book 'em, Dano.
Thank you, Polly. Thank you, Polly. Thanks for all the great pictures of cheese. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ritual. Do you really know what's in your multivitamin? Sugars, GMOs, synthetic fillers, artificial colorants, not to mention sheep's wool.
Ugh.
Not kidding you. And gelatin from hooves and hides.
Hooves.
Hooves. All ingredients you might find in a multi, but Ritual isn't your typical multivitamin. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients in forms that your body can actually use with no shady extras. Ritual helps fill gaps in your diet, and their fresh-tasting, delayed-release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach so you can take them with or without food. Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping. By the way, I get mine today. Ritual
nice.
Makes healthy habits easy. They are wonderful. You deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during our first 3 months. Your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your ritual today. Ritual.com/TMOS. Boom. Yeah, we got a little COVID scare at the Podcast Village Studios.
Yeah.
And Oscar's been hanging around trying to get vaccinated.
Good luck.
By the way, if you get back, and did you try again last night?
Oh, yeah.
Did you try?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to the drugstore every night now?
Every night until it happens.
When you go in, is it like Norm going into the bar and cheers?
No,
Oscar!
No. My pharmacist did recognize me. She gave me that smile of like, you're back.
Yeah.
It's,
and this is at the Social Safeway in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's great. Because what I love is at the root of us is, as far as I think humans and the D.C. hipster.
You're mad.
Is, if you don't get something enough times, we give up, right? We give up. We don't want to be put out. I'm like a bloodhound. Like, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep going. Then I'll do a little shopping to justify my trip until I get it. And
buy some Hot Pockets.
If you manage, you said you were one short.
One short. But it's all, my penis got in the way. And I'll tell you why. Because my
what kind of pharmacy do you go to?
And I can't tell my wife this because if I told, I needed to tell someone, so it's going to be you guys.
Okay.
And she doesn't listen to the show because her feelings get hurt. So,
oh, I know what you did. I already know what you did.
Oh, my God. So
You let a babe go.
And there's a smoke show standing there that's tall.
Sure.
She's tall.
Yeah.
And she's hot. But I mean, she's got great eyes. Like, I was looking for every reason to just say no.
Right.
But in the split second, the pharmacist that came out and said, I have one here, and you both got here around the same time. I want to be fair. Like, one left after they got the old people.
Oh, you can't do that. That's your machismo.
And I could not.
Let the lady go first,
I said,
of course.
It's okay. I'll be back.
Look at her. She
tomorrow.
Is tall with beautiful eyes and no
but
sense
of smell.
But you
also look good by doing that by when you show
no,
up tonight.
No, if it was a roly-poly, I would have gotten the shot. I would have moved on with my life. I am man enough to say
technically, were you there before the lady?
Probably, but her the way she was so well dressed and tall and blonde.
That's funny.
With what's the blue eyes under her mask, she looked at me with those eyes, and I was like,
Oscar, what's sad is the roly poly is the one who really needs it.
She rolled me.
Yes,
yeah. The roly poly is a high risk factor.
I'm the roly poly.
Yeah,
I'm the roly poly. She's like, I'm just going to do
the fantasy comes true. Thank you so much for you saved my life. You saved my
life. Shannon doesn't know I was that close.
Let's discuss another injection.
She doesn't know I was that close. She goes, it didn't work out? I'm like, yeah, I think I was closer this week, tonight than last week.
I'm closing in on it.
You think you're going to pop over tonight?
Oh, tonight. Mike, I'm going every night.
I can't wait.
I'm going every night.
Don't forget your Axe body spray.
Hey. Real quick, okay? Yes. I just want to mention this. And then tomorrow I want to talk about Wonder Woman. And I need tips for anything to watch because we're running out.
Okay.
But I watched this show. I think it's Netflix, called My Octopus Teacher. A brilliant documentary done where this guy literally spends a year going into this tidal pool in Australia every day for a year to visit this octopus. Mm. By the way, octopi apparently have a lifespan of about a year. So they mate, they have their young, and then they die.
Okay.
That's a very, very, very sad. So this guy is,
right?
I think he went off the grid and got out of the racket of filmmaking because it was too much stress for him. And then he decides he's going to go into the water and he sees this octopus. To make a long story short, he goes into the water, finds this octopus, fascinated by it, realizes how incredibly intelligent they are, films and films and films and films. You have this amazing footage of this octopus, and he lives with the thing for practically a year.
Is there any element of danger?
There is danger for the octopus, but there are not. There are these little, they're called pajama sharks because they have stripes on their body that look like pajamas. That's why they're called pajamas.
And they sleep small, a lot.
They're small like sand sharks,
okay.
And they're a threat to these octopus.
Okay.
But this guy, first of all, you know, as I'm watching this, it's like, okay, that's dedication. But at the same time, I'm thinking about this guy who is married, I think had a family, and how they might have felt, daddy's going into the tidal pool to spend the day with the octopus again. And then at the very end, he talks about, they're showing the guy, and then they show clips of the octopus, and they go back to the guy. And he's talking about how anxiety, the connection he made with this octopus. And maybe a little weird.
Do you meet the family?
Because I'm wondering, you don't meet the family.
I can't imagine that an octopus is all that intelligent, unless maybe he sees it in comparison to his wife.
I think they're one of the smartest species in the ocean.
Yeah,
do they do crossword puzzles?
the survival skills alone.
They're very intelligent. And
I had no idea.
Right at the end, when the life cycle of the octopus is over, and you see the shark basically ingesting the carcass of the octopus.
Right.
It's now lost all its coloration and it's dead. And he gets choked up.
Sure.
Talking about the octopus because he spent a year and the connection. And I at the same time while
is
I was admiring
that
this.
It's a different octopus at times.
Oh, it's a documentary. There's always a chance at everything. You never know. I mean, right? But
is there any breading and frying?
No, because I think right after that, I watched a show on the Food Network where they were talking about octopus. This delicious octopus. But they are very smart, and they have feelings, and they have fear, and they are preyed upon by these pajama sharks. And it was just a fascinating documentary. And But I couldn't help at the end thinking about when he's getting emotional talking about it. You know, it's like, go up to your family, okay, dude? She's a long-suffering woman, and and I think this is going to get awards because it was that fascinating.
It was
certainly interesting. I love marine biology, and I'm fascinated by the way that works. So if you want to see something totally different, it's entirely different. Check out my octopus teacher. Yes, sir.
I've seen this on my on demand for some time now, and I was like, is this something I'd be into?
Yeah. And don't watch the Mrs. Maisel drama. All right, I Am Your Woman. Don't watch that. Mrs. Maisel's great at playing Midge Maisel, but she's not good. This is a horrible movie.
Isn't that the
too
movie
much
where
of a baby crying?
Doesn't she lose her husband to an octopus in this movie?
Yes, yeah. Anyway, I'm trying. right. It's tough to negotiate, you know? At least with Netflix, you can find stuff.
Yeah.
You can't find stuff on Amazon Prime because it's like all over the place. It sucks.
Garbage.
Amazon Prime is such a garbage platform. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. We'll come back with news you may not need right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caper berry. Now back to my customer.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Bonus Package. Did you know that 4 of 5 people surveyed think the Mike O'Mara Show is more effective than local government? It's the truth, Ruth. Back in November, the federal government tasked Oscar, Rob, and Mike, hi, that's me, to distribute a vaccine to prevent not laughing. Right away, we recorded the funniest bonus show ever. Everyone loved it. Did you miss out, fathead? Dude, what's your deal?
Brah.
Don't be a dick. You can still save yourself by subscribing today. One yearly subscription can protect you from the airborne droplets of boredom. Plus, no lines, no wait, no need to lurk in a pharmacy, and you can listen topless. I mean, maskless. Management regrets the error. It's your passport to the asport. Buy it now. MikeO'MaraShow.com. Lab test show, the bonus show, improves your sense of taste. So unless your battle axe wife is a bad cook, what have you got to lose? Your battle axe. That's it. Hey, play the thing that we have to play.
News.
News.
Boo. Every now and then I add a news story, but we're running short on time.
Right.
So this one here said, after more than 50 years in showbiz, here's what Henry Winkler has learned.
Love doing
that. That's why I brought it in there. That's good. This is sad. The surviving member of the famous Siegfried and Roy out in Vegas is terminally ill. Sources say Siegfried Fischbacher is being taken care of by hospice workers. He's 81. He's got pancreatic cancer. That's what killed Alex Trebek. It was only 9 months ago that Siegfried's partner, Roy Horn, passed away at 75 following a battle with COVID. It's one of the early people to lose his life, celebrities. Roy had been left partially paralyzed with a white tiger attack during the act back in 03. What a terrible kind of end of the game for them.
Yeah,
they were icons in Vegas.
Big deal. They built a theater for them. They built them a theater.
That crazy. Sucks. Martha Stewart posted a video of herself getting the COVID vaccine yesterday. In the caption, she said, she was grateful to the medical staff who are, quote, wading through red tape and confusion of the distribution. But she would also like you to know that she got no special treatment, quote, to allay your concerns that I jumped the line. Know that I'm in the approved age group. Yes, she is.
Sure she is.
For this batch of vaccines, and I waited in line with others. Hard to argue. She's 79.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Martha gets a vaccine. That's
yeah, but fine, she. You know? But what you don't know is that she actually grew and harvested the cotton that they used to give the shot.
Folded it in nice little paper packages. That's
what you need to do is denature the alcohol.
Well, it keeps on keeping on for our fearless leader. President Trump wanted to give Bill Belichick the Presidential Medal of Freedom this week, but Belichick has turned him down. In a statement, Bill said he was flattered, but after the tragic events of last week, he didn't think it would be appropriate to accept the award. There's some awareness.
A little bit,
the president.
Sure.
He added, quote, I am an American citizen with great reverence for our nation's values, freedom, and democracy. I know I also represent my family and the New England Patriots team. One of the most rewarding things in my professional career took place in 2020 when, through the great leadership within our team, conversations about social justice, equality, and human rights moved to the forefront and became actions. That's cool, Bill. I'm with you on that one, Bill Belichick.
But wouldn't the medal look great on that hoodie?
Okay. Continuing those efforts while remaining true to the people, team, and country I love outweigh the benefits of any individual award.
Yeah.
told him to go scratch, basically. The Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor. Belichick endorsed Trump in 2016, but later said he's not a political person and just had, quote, a friendship and loyalty to the Donald.
So it's hard to shine a positive light on Belichick, but that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
What if he was like, fine, Brady? Brady, you can have this.
Yeah, he'll say yes. Duh. Ben and Jerry's just launched.
Hello, Gronk.
Hey, can't argue with Tom Brady right now.
No, he's in the running.
Yeah,
he's there.
He's helping Tampa. Tampa's having a good year. Ben and Jerry's just launched two flavors of ice cream made specifically for dogs.
And you're not getting any. That's because of the poop.
There's a peanut butter and pretzel flavor and a cookie and pumpkin combo. And the tubs they come in look exactly like normal Ben and Jerry's ice cream, so be careful when you reach into that freezer. I'd like to try and see how it tastes.
For his birthday, we get Linus, what the previous brand is called Frosty Paws, which is a dog ice cream. And the last time we gave it to him, he liked it so much, his lipstick came out.
Yeah. I've tried dog ice cream.
He got a doggy. Doggy wood?
Dogwood, yeah.
I've tried it.
Do you know that dogwood is the state tree of Virginia?
Dogwood. You know what? My dog, after he got fixed now, is taking on my leg on a regular basis.
Yes.
And with his bug eyes, he comes up and he does this. And I'm like, get away. And I fooled around with him the other night where I was like, I didn't fool around with him, but I was just
I
had my leg down there. I'm like, stop it. Get off
me. Did you put on some velvet pants?
Don't do that. I don't know. But by the way, it's my foot, so he puts his chest up on my foot, and then there's nothing below. I don't know what he's trying to do except hump the air. And, I was laughing at it. And Carla said, that's gross that you're laughing at it. I said, look at him. He's like in the middle of the air. Nothing's.
Yeah, he just needs some leverage, something steady. Yeah.
That's right. Get him like a stool.
Dogs. Yeah.
I used a stool.
What would he have been like if he didn't get fixed?
Oh, my God.
Right?
I don't know.
That would have been terrible.
One night.
On a related note.
Yes?
A bodybuilder, now a little something something, a bodybuilder who married his sex doll is apparently cheating with a strange object. His name is Yuri Tolochko from Kazakhstan, and he wed his doll Margot at a ceremony last November, but he revealed that she had broken just days before Christmas and was being repaired. No details on where she broke.
Oh,
ew.
Well.
In the meantime, he recently posted a video on Instagram of himself touching some sort of silver object that looked like a briefcase. It had small ridges. And he did this. He's touching this, looking like fetchingly at it, while he's wearing nothing but his underwear. He's got 99,000 followers, by the way.
Oh.
Yuri does, from Kazakhstan. He wrote, looks like I've got a new passion. One follower replied, hey, are you cheating on your wife? Yuri said maybe, adding, I can't stand while she's in hospital. Dozens of guests attended his wedding to the sex doll, which had been delayed for months by the coronavirus pandemic. In December, he revealed the sex doll had broken shortly before Christmas. He said she was being repaired in another city, adding, when she recovers, it will be a gift for both of us. No word on, as I said, what the object is that he's caressing, but I'm sure it's very nice.
Yes.
My brother Yuri married sex doll. You'll never get this. You'll never get this. La, 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 la. La, la, la. Anyway, you got to take a break. We'll come back with the audio ball. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yuri.
What if I told you there was one man unlike any other? What if I told you there was one man who wanted all the fans? What if I told you that the fan man with everything could lose it all? What if I told you that Dan the Fan Man couldn't be happy until he got his Dan the Fan hands on every fan that his Dan the Fan hands could handle? Listen to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show to hear the whole story on Dan the Fan Man, overcoming his addictions to methamphetamines, and getting to the top, now airing on ESP Fan.
I miss him.
When he did that, was he in the studio when he when he did that?
No.
No, we recorded it and then he produced it. Yeah, yeah. We did
but
that.
He, but he, it was his thought. Like he it was completely something.
But I mean, did he record it somewhere else? Is that what he did? Or
no, he recorded it here and then he produced it. The thing about him is that he
get
really
that boy into the studio to do some more Dan the Fan Man promos.
I'd love that.
He really thought Dan the Fan Man was going to be like his sports thing, and I said, no, you can't really do that. Be a guy that just likes fans. He said,
Dan
okay.
the Fan Man. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The cold is here, but you still have the thermal upper hand, oh mighty one, because there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. A big fire may keep them good family. Solo Stove, we all got them, we all love them. We love Solo Stove. You will too. A great weapon against the cold. Solo Stove creates the moments. Very little smoke. You'll wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, you don't get that campfire smell in your clothes. And there's nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. Easy peasy. Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. My Solo Stove comes in a little portable carrying case so I can take it over to the neighbors. It's easy to light. Totally. But by the way, when I take it over there and I light it on my neighbor's front lawn, they don't know I'm coming. Which is always just interesting. You know, hey, don't mind me. You get a weird
them,
light,
like,
they go back inside.
Pull down the Venetian blinds and peek out.
Hey, Don. Chili. Chili Willy.
Disc jockey in the front yard.
Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. Strange little show today, but it's what we do in the pandemic era.
This is a heavy week, Mike. A heavy week.
Yeah, very heavy. Very
bad for kids in Virginia too, because I think Robert has probably picked a pretty good year to be a senior, because Governor Northam has said, you know, when all this is said and done, maybe we should go to school all year round.
One of the things that we certainly are entertaining is looking at perhaps a year round schooling for the next year, perhaps adding increased days this summer to really help our kids get caught up.
And I guess it makes sense, but man, summer vacation, remember being a kid? The whole world revolved around summer
and
vacation.
And I hate to be this guy, because I believe the kids ought to be held to a reasonable standard of
China.
Know they go, I know, but at the same time, I'm sorry. Our kids have been up against it. They've been squirrely living in four walls. It's tough on them. Give them summer outside. Take them to a ball game. Mm-hmm. Do summer stuff with kids. If we can get through this crap,
but
all right?
Okay, but
Ralph,
what if I told
Robert, go run and dig. And
what if there isn't? If we're still in this COVID protocol, and you can't, like, why not just have them learn a little bit more while they're at home?
All right. Well, you know, I'm just trying to empathize with the children. I understand how they think. It's America, all right?
Yeah,
it's America.
You know? Not every student can be smart, Oscar. Some of them are strong.
Right.
Some of them. Oh, by the way, Robert got his first college acceptance letter.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
VCU?
WVU.
Oh, yeah. They'll take anybody.
WV.
They'll take anybody. Don't send them there. Please.
I don't know. I don't know if he used you as a reference
He'll
or not.
He'll fail out within the first semester.
Don't answer your phone.
Do not send him there, please.
So, no. Mike.
Mountaineer. Congratulations, Robert.
Too many distractions.
Dad loves the idea, but Dad loves the idea of something in state. So we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. I get that.
Brexit is crazy. Did you know that Brexit is crazy? And because of this, people from the United Kingdom are not allowed to bring meat or dairy into the European Union. So there was footage yesterday on Instagram of someone getting their ham sandwiches seized as they tried to enter Amsterdam. And if you listen carefully, he tries to bargain to keep the bread.
Do you have meat on all the bread or not?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, then we take them all.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, can I take off the meat and leave me the bread?
No, everything will be confiscated. Welcome to the Brexit, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
So
it's a British guy?
Yeah, do not bring ham into Amsterdam. Or
a British
Amsterdam.
Guy getting his ham sandwich.
I think it was a guy coming. It sounded to me like it was a guy coming home from England, and he was bringing ham back to Amsterdam.
Yeah, he was smuggling.
Okay. Yeah, right. Smuggling. Yeah,
they
ham smuggling.
All right, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Mike, two apes in the San Diego Zoo have tested positive for COVID.
Oh, no.
And a third is showing symptoms.
You damn dirty ape.
So please be careful. We have, as a world, given up musically. the biggest selling record of all time. And now it's called, you know, it used to be you sold a million records. It was a gold record, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now it's called the highest certified song ever. This song is a 14-time platinum status, accumulating 14 million in equivalent song units. Now, an equivalent song unit means a single digital song sale or 150 on-demand audio or video streams. So if you get 150 views on, say, YouTube, that counts as a record sale. So what's the greatest selling record in the history of pop music, Mike?
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new
Lil Nas X with Billy Ray Cyrus.
My kid loves it.
Yeah. Really?
It's a great song.
My kid loves this song.
I think it's Lil Nas X. Not Nas.
No, it's just,
I'm going to take my dad to the open road. Gonna ride
Old Town one? Road. Yeah, Little Town, Old Town Road. And my Oscar, I Googled it. It's Lil Nas X is his name.
Nas X?
Lil Nas X. That's his name. But that is the greatest selling record of all time.
Look. That's numero uno.
Billy Ray's making bank.
Yeah, he is. He's a lucky man, that Billy Ray. First, the rich daughter.
Billy Ray.
And preceded that with the bad one-hit wonder, and now he's on the biggest selling record of all time.
And he smokes a lot of weed.
Smokes a lot of weed and beautiful hair. Beautiful
yep,
hair.
Absolutely.
Let's close with this. There's a reporter. Her name is Kate Abdo. And sometimes reporters just take this piece of advice. If you don't have anything to say, you don't have to say something. She was interviewing the parents of Ryan and Sean Garcia, and they are both pro boxers, and talking to the dad, and offered this compliment to the father of these boxers.
My father to two of the fighters that are on the card this evening. Sean Garcia already fought. Ryan Garcia, of course, the main attraction. Henry Garcia, it's great to have you here with us tonight. You make them pretty. You make them athletic. That's some good sperm you got there, sir.
Thank you,
So I don't
good
know if
sperm,
she had a,
Ryan.
I don't know if she had a follow-up interview to confirm that later or not, but we will keep our television tuned to her. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
How about my sperm?
You make them good and pretty.
Stay safe, everybody.
Please.
Yes.
Keep aware of the world.
Yeah.
Be safe. I mean, really. Who knows? It's crazy time, but times will get better. I like to believe that. I'm lying.
Save
anyway,
lives.
That's
mask
it,
up.
For a mask up. Be safe. Oscar, good luck.
Thank you.
Text me if you get the vaccine.
There's a smoke show. She's not getting it this time.
And if anyone wants an autograph from Oscar, 5:45 at Safeway this afternoon.
No, 7:45.
Rob, you tell that son of yours congratulations from me.
I will.
For the acceptance letter to the West Virginia University.
Mountaineers.
I don't care if it's easy to get. No, it's not easy to get into any college, okay?
You're right.
So
you're
salute
right.
to him. That's it. We got to get out of here for Rob and Oscar. Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I need you to get my...